When Mayor de Blasio came into office in 2014, he set a goal of creating or preserving 200,000 units of affordable housing over the next 10 years. Today, his administration says it's secured over 55,000 affordable homes, and it's ahead of schedule. Yet many New Yorkers continue to struggle with high rents. WNYC business editor Charlie Herman sat down for a year-end review with Alicia Glenn, the deputy mayor for housing and economic development, and he began by asking her, when are New Yorkers going to see an easing of the housing crisis in the city?
Well, I think the problem with any ambitious goal is that it only raises the bar for being even more ambitious, right? So, of course, for ordinary New Yorkers, many of whom continue to struggle with how unaffordable New York City can be, everybody is looking for some relief, some answer. So what we're trying to do is, over the long run, put in place a series of policies that will begin to ease the crisis. And for particular subsets of New Yorkers who are more challenged than others in terms of finding adequate housing, we have a special obligation to focus on them. But we're not going to be able to cure the housing problem, which is a result of many, many different forces coming to bear over decades, in one housing plan or by any one particular set of policies. And that would be a naive way to think about it. What you can do is continue to make significant changes that will affect the housing market over the long run. That's why policies like mandatory inclusionary housing are so important for the long-term health of the city, because what it does is that it permanently says that as we grow and as we build more housing, a percentage of those units will be permanently affordable. That is a game changer. That's not something everyday New Yorker is going to feel today or tomorrow, but my children and my grandchildren will.
The mayor is asking for New Yorkers to give him another 4 years. What is the promise that he's going to make to residents about housing in particular? I mean, paint for me the picture of where we're at 4 or 5 years from now.
Well, I think 4 or 5 years from now, we're going to be in two very important places. One, more of the tools that we've been able to put into place will begin to bear fruit. So, for example, mandatory inclusionary housing, some of the buildings that have been approved recently under that program, people will be living in those buildings. And so, again, it's what I call restoring faith or contract with community. It won't be just like, oh, that building that might be built down the block from me, they say is going to have affordable housing in it. 4 or 5 years from now, there's going to be 30, 40, 50 families living in that building who are permanently going to be able to stay there, and or other families in that income band. So people will begin to actually have a tangible sense of what things like MIH and all these other crazy acronyms mean. And I think you're also going to see in 4 or 5 years, through the combination of efforts, continued reduction in evictions, less displacement at the pace that we've seen, because all of these things take time to implement. You're going to continue to see, I think, a leveling off of rents for a variety of different reasons. And so, again, I think the sense of, like, the pressure valve will be, a little bit of air will come out of the tube. And again, it's never going to solve every problem. Any mayor who says they can shouldn't be trusted.
The Trump administration is a little bit of a blank slate on many proposals, but is this something that you are concerned about or worried about?
I'd say there are really two things that keep us up at night. One is, public housing hasn't been funded to the levels it should be funded anyway over the past couple of decades. So we want to make sure that the new administration understands why public housing is incredibly important, and to really make sure that we have the right folks on the ground educating many of the people who are now going to hold, some extent, the fate of, 400,000-500,000 New Yorkers in their hands. So on public housing, we want to really make sure that we're working as closely as we can with the new administration to at least maintain current levels of funding, and think of some creative strategies that might be of interest to them about why an investment in public housing makes sense. Many of the other programs, again, whether they're Section 8 or tax programs, it's a complicated issue. Some are in the code, and so they can't be eliminated as quickly as, discretionary spending. But on the discretionary spending side, again, a Republican Congress has not generally made affordable housing one of their top priorities. So for us, it's important to have a dialogue with the president-elect and the president about why investing in housing, particularly in New York City and in urban centers across the United States, is good economic policy, and why it's an important investment for them to continue to make. And we're open to some creative ideas. Look, nobody has, as I said, there's no one-size-fits-all, but we will fight tooth and nail and work with our friends on the Hill to continue to make the case to the new administration that investing in housing, particularly in urban housing, is not just the right thing to do, it's the smart economic development tool.
Just on that front, a lot of nominees to the incoming administration are from Goldman Sachs. You used to work at Goldman Sachs. Do you know Steve Mnuchin, the nominee for Treasury, or Gary Cohn?
I may have met Mnuchin at one point early on. I don't really know him. Gary, I had the pleasure of actually working quite closely with. I think he's a really thoughtful, intelligent guy. I think that Gary will be a strong voice in the White House, and I hope to work with him in the future.
So he'll take your call when you call?
I don't want to speak for him, but I hope so.
Alicia Glenn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was WNYC's Charlie Herman speaking with Alicia Glenn, the deputy mayor for housing and economic development.